So I've done a lot of different kind of things this year that I've never done before because I just didn't have the space. Now, for those of you who find it really fun, I want to share this word with you. I have no idea what my time is. Well, I have 3 minutes? Yikes! But I can't. I mean, I'm not even... Okay, anyway. Okay, so I won't tell you that word. What do I really want to tell you? Okay, well, I'll tell you that because I was there you go. Okay, that's right. I'm not managing, right? I forgot. Sorry, thanks. I have lived a lot of my life being really busy. And I thought that that was a very important quality to have as a CEO, president of several corporations that I've run. And so I went to San Francisco one day down to the street fair to find a Chinese calligrapher whose aesthetic pleased me. And I decided what I wanted to have was the word busy calligraphied so that I could frame it and put it in my office and I could be reminded of how proud I am of myself that I'm so busy, you know? Because for me, it's all about arrogance and pride, and as long as I keep saying that to you, maybe it won't be quite so powerful, and I'll remember that there's actually a higher power that knows more than I do. So I went there, and he's doing this beautiful calligraphy dance with the wrist and the brushes and the colors, and I knew enough about Chinese to ask, what do the characters mean? And he says, oh, well, the word busy has two characters to it. The first character is heart. And I'm thinking, well, of course it's heart. I have a huge heart. I have an incredible heart. I'm so generous. I'm so amazing. Of course it's heart. He says the second character is killing. No, murdering. Busy is heart murdering. So he finished it up. I have it framed. It's in my office. And I have, to the best of my ability, not used that word other than to tell this story to other people. Because what I've found then is, just like with so much of this program, when I get a new perspective from working the steps with a sponsor who has worked the steps, and for me, going back to the original text and finding out where the magic started from so that I make sure that it doesn't get watered down by therapy units and other new age books and fancy things. I just want the raw stuff that saved 100 souls, including my grandma. And I want to go back and see and experience what it is that cracked through my arrogance, what it was that cracked through and let me know that this monster of alcoholism is always going to be by my side, and that all I get is a daily reprieve, contingent on whether or not I woke up this morning and decided that I was going to read something and sit quietly and listen to this higher power speak to me, or if I was going to wake up this morning and, you know, have my plan for all the things that I think are important. So I want to read you one last thing. It came from my sponsor, who was the editor of the Denver Post, and I know that, you know, if I had more time, I would tell you the rest of the steps, so come talk to me. We'll talk about the, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12. They're very important, too, but this thing came up on her computer back in, I want to say 1979, back when people didn't have computers, but editors of newspapers had computers, and she had the wisdom to push print and save it. Now, we haven't been able to find it anywhere. So as far as we were concerned, it was her higher power sending this gift to us. So I like to share this gift, especially because the grace of God was spoken of last night and continues to be spoken of and just feels like this amazing gift that I do not have to earn. I don't have to work the steps to get grace. I don't have to be a moral person. I can just show up and be really sick from alcoholism, and grace still finds its way into my life, and all I can do is say thank you. So I want to read this to you as I close. The grace of God is something you can never get but can only be given. There's no way to earn it or deserve it or bring it about any more than you can deserve the taste of raspberries and cream or earn good looks or bring about your own birth. There is nothing you have to do. There is nothing you have to do. There is nothing you have to do. The grace of God means something like this. Here is your life. You might never have been, but you are, because the party wouldn't be the same without you. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Nothing can ever separate us. It's for you that I created the universe. I love you. There's only one catch. Like any other gift, grace can only be yours if you'll reach out and take it. I wish you all grace. Thank you for my life. I love you. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.